Called order the Board of Supervisors meeting. If everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and if you'll remain standing for a moment of silence for Behavioral Health and Recovery Services employee Jacqueline King.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to start today's agenda with a presentation by Sheriff Christensen regarding Deputy Sheriff Ruben Nuno in recognition of his heroic life-saving actions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Ms. Nino, and Mr. Doering. As always, it's a privilege and a pleasure to come before you to recognize the accomplishments and achievements of our deputy sheriffs. As you know, they serve under extraordinarily difficult circumstances, short-staffed and oftentimes criticized for their efforts and their actions in the community, when in reality they serve with distinction, with honor. They're dedicated and committed to protecting and serving our community. And this morning, Deputy Ruben Nuno is no exception. On October the 8th, 2011, Deputy Nuno responded to a 911 EMS call for a 7-year-old boy who was not breathing. Deputy Nuno was a short distance away from 130 Weber Avenue in the city of Patterson when the call came out and he was first on scene. The family was hysterical when Deputy Nuno arrived. Deputy Nuno immediately took control of the scene, assessed the boy, and found his airway was blocked. Our deputy sheriffs are trained as first responders, and using his training in first aid and CPR, Deputy Nuno used a back blow to dislodge the foreign object and cleared the boy's airway. Deputy Nuno made sure the boy was breathing and stayed on scene until the paramedics arrived, and he then turned to the grandparents and reassured them the boy was going to be okay. He assisted them in locating the boy's parents and stayed with them, continuing to reassure them. Deputy Nuno's calm demeanor and quick action certainly saved this boy's life. The compassion and excellent skills is what truly exemplifies a deputy sheriff here in Stanislaus County. Deputy Nuno has represented the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department with pride and professionalism, and he is to be commended for his life-saving efforts. He represents the best in dedication and commitment to protecting and serving the community. And with that, it is my honor to present to Deputy Nuno a plaque recognizing his life-saving award and his efforts in your service to the community as a Stanislaus County Sheriff's Deputy is commendable. Congratulations. Thanks, sir.
Deputy Nuno, on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, we're passing a resolution today to commend you on your life-saving actions. You are one of our heroes in our department, and I know we have a lot of heroes out there in the Sheriff's Department, but we're honored to have you here today to present this to you, and want to thank you for your service. Keep up the great work, and we're proud that you serve with us.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Sheriff Christensen. Next is public comment period. If anybody in the audience wishes to address this Board of Supervisors for any item that is not on today's agenda, they may do so now. Seeing none, we will move into consent calendar. Is there any request from any board member to pull any item on today's consent calendar? Any member of the audience was to comment on any item on consent calendar? Seeing none, I'll look for a motion.
So moved.
I have a motion.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That item passes. Item B7, approval of the annual progress report for the Stanislaus County Employee Mentor Program.
Good morning, Chairman O'Brien, members of the board, CEO Nino. Congratulations again. Council Doering. My name is Keith Boggs, Assistant Executive Officer, Director of General Services Agency, and your purchasing agent. I'm here this morning to speak briefly on our impressive employee mentor program, now entering its 14th consecutive year of service. And if had I known that this was going to be such a light agenda, I would have had about 70 slides for you. But I've got 2 minutes prepared, and I will stick to that. But before I start, I would like to say thank you to each of you for taking on this program and being so very supported and so committed to the effort over these 13-plus years. Supervisors Withrow and Chiesa especially, thank you, gentlemen. Bravo for actually mentoring in the community with one of our 5 sites. It goes miles with our employees and even further with the community that we serve. So thank you both for that leverage. As someone who markets this effort into the community, you don't know how far that goes, so thank you so much. Stanislaus County Employee Mentor Program, even in these tumultuous times, as our employees are asked to do more and to do it with less, continues to thrive. On average, 50-plus employees participate annually in the program. We're on pace to break 20,000 total hours in this, our 14th year. We've grown our school sites from 1 school initially, those 13 years ago, to 5 locations today. We've reached out to the community for partnership, and the community is beginning to respond with relationships with Stanislaus Office of Education, the Lions 500 Service Clubs, and humanities students from Modesto Junior College. And my one slide, which I labored over. 19,000 plus total hours have been volunteered, gentlemen, during lunchtime, after work, and personal time. I thought during one of the bowl games, on the weekend, I thought, well, how could I make 19,000 hours seem more impressive, stringing them around the globe in some way? But I stopped short because I was in 49er morning. But the bottom line is our employees contribute, as do our partners. January is National Mentor Awareness Month. And these few weeks are a time when those who are passionate about youth development have the opportunity to stand up, stand forward for a very important cause. What would our communities look like if more caring adults participated and engaged and took the time to mentor a struggling young person? The registration is simple, the experience rewarding, and the impact invaluable. So at this point, I'd like to introduce our 2010 Mentor of the Year, Mr. Jeremy Howell, from the Clerk Recorder's Office to accept the proclamation for January 2012, National Mentor Month here in Stanislaus County, and I would be happy to answer any program questions that you may have. And I thank you for your time.
Any questions for Mr. Boggs?
Just a comment for you, Mr. Boggs. Thank you again. I know this was a brainchild of yours. We talk all the time about our illiteracy rate in this county. This is an opportunity for everyone to make a difference. We feel very fortunate. I feel very fortunate. I don't want to speak for the whole organization, but I feel very fortunate that we have this program and we are making a difference.
Yeah.
How big it is, we can all sit and argue, but it's a difference in the community to make it a better place. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Ms. Withrow?
I'm just going to kind of repeat what Vito says. We talk all the time about our county workforce, and we need to educate our workforce, and we need to, and government can't really do this, but all of us here in this room can do this by being a part of this. This is how I always say this, but we break the chain. If we can step in and break that chain of kids who don't have anyone at home to help them with this stuff, if we can all get involved and put hours into this, we really can turn a community around. I always say this, in 10 years, you could change a community just by getting hold of a kid at the age of 6, and by the time he's 16, have changed his life, and you've broken that chain, and it will go on for generations. So anyway, I thank everybody who's involved in this. It's a great opportunity. It makes you feel good yourself doing it, and you really are changing your community. So thanks for everything you're doing with this.
Thank you.
Supervisor Monteith?
I believe this is one of the premier programs in the state, which exemplifies one of the basic principles. When you're dealing with a person on a one-on-one, you're telling them they are of value, they're important. And that's one thing government in itself can never, never do. And so I want to commend everyone. This is a good example of how to accomplish many, many of the needs that we have. And I just want to congratulate everyone that's involved. Thank you.
$19,081 and a quarter is a pretty impressive number, but I think you're right. We'll see the $20,000 this year. We couldn't do this program without all of our volunteers who volunteer their time and mentor. And congratulations on being Mentor of the Year for 2010. And on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, we'd like to present this resolution to you, congratulating you for a job well done, but thanking you for all your donated time. So congratulations. Would you like to say a few words?
Good morning to the board, CEO Nino and Councilor Doering. On behalf of the accounting program, I'm honored to accept this award. Sitting here today, I thought a little bit about a meeting we had not too long ago, and that we had some concern about the economic times we were in and the impact that that might have on the program. As a rule, people during difficult times might have a tendency to retreat into themselves and maybe not volunteer to the same extent that they would in more prosperous times. But I'm very happy to say that this program, under the direction and guidance and leadership of Keith Boggs, has continued to grow. The volunteers have increased, the hours have grown. That's a true credit to our community and organization. So we could always use more, however. So if any of you are interested in participating, please find any of us. We'd be glad to get you started, and I can assure you and promise you a rewarding experience. So thank you again. Thank you for your support of this really worthy program.
Mr. Boggs, don't leave. Mr. Boggs. While it's absolutely true this program couldn't exist with all of our mentors, this program couldn't exist either without the support and leadership that Keith Boggs has put into this program. Your dedication to it, your excitement, is what has kept this program going so well, and you've created a very awesome program. So congratulations to you as well for a job well done. And also congratulations to you on a promotion to Deputy CEO. I hope I'm not taking anybody's thunder, but congratulations to you again for another job well done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Vote.
And we do need a vote to approve this annual progress report. Any comments or questions from board members? Any comments from audience? Seeing none, we will need a motion in a second.
Motion to approve.
And I'll second that.
Motion in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That item passes 5-0. Now we'll move on to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the clerk recorder inviting a board member to participate on the election observer panel for the City of Modesto municipal runoff election on Tuesday, February 7, 2012.
Does any board of supervisor wish to attend that?
I would be glad to do it. I plan on going anyway, but if somebody else is interested, that's no problem.
All right. Good to have you. Peter, did I miss you earlier?
No.
Okay.
It's for a board report.
Got it. All right. So we'll designate Supervisor DeMartini on behalf of the Board of Supervisors.
Okay. This board has received a letter from the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District regarding grant opportunities to public agencies for advanced transit and transportation projects.
Refer to the Department of Public Works.
This board has received two letters from the California Fish and Game Commission regarding regulation changes for the American pika and the mammal hunting.
Refer to Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received a proclamation from the Governor of California regarding the calling of the presidential primary election on Tuesday, June 5th, 2012.
Refer to Clerk, Recorder, and Register of Voters.
This board has received a follow-up letter from the California Department of Social Services regarding the elimination of the funding for fraud investigations and program integrity efforts related to the in-home supported services program and the fiscal year 2011-12 fraud plans.
Refer to Community Services Agency.
This board has received a letter from the Dawn Food Products, Inc. regarding the permanent closure of their business located at 2407 Tenaya Drive and 737 Riverside Drive in Modesto on March 10, 2012, per the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act.
Refer to Alliance WorkNet and the Santa Claus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a copy of the first account of the Thomas C. Boone Trust.
Refer to Auditor Controller.
This board has received a notice from the California High Speed Rail Authority regarding the availability for public view of the environmental impact reports and environmental impact statements for the San Francisco Bay Area to Central Valley routes.
Refer to Department of Planning and Community Development.
And this board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports? Supervisor Chiesa?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We just heard about Dawn closing down. We've heard about Patterson Frozen Foods, and on the good side, we've heard about Project X, and we've heard about Blue Diamond settling. I would like to put on a future agenda to talk about workforce training. I want to make absolutely sure that these jobs that are coming available, you know, that people from Stanislaus County have the first opportunity and that we're prepared for that. And Supervisor Withrow, are someone going to talk about our trip yesterday?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Nobody has to.
Yesterday we took a trip to Sacramento with David Jones, our CEO, Supervisor Withrow, and myself, and went and talked about our legislative platform to continue to remind people the things that are important to Stanislaus County. It was a great exposure. I was very pleased that the CEO had time to get up there with us. It's a very good, she's a very good advocate, a very articulate advocate for the county. And we talked about Williamson Act, we talked about our AB 900, we talked about realignment, the problems we're having with realignment. So it's just a matter of staying in front of our legislators, continuing the dialogue. It's difficult times up there for sure. But I can assure you there are no more difficult times than we're having here locally. And that's the message I think we were trying to carry.
Negative bailout.
Oh, and negative bailout. They all roll their eyes when I walk into their office.
We can't forget.
Supervisor DeMartini.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't want to pull item C2 from the agenda, but I would like to comment about it. This is, again, on the Newman flood control project on Orestimba Creek. This project has dragged on now for 14 years. We are up to $7.2 million now, and we don't even have the feasibility study done. The county now has to put in another $114,000. In fact, the whole request today was $445,000, which the county is on the hook for $114,000. I've been to, since I've been on the board, numerous meetings with the Corps of Engineers, the Nature Conservatory, Fish and Wildlife Department, City of Newman, Water Resources Board. In my estimation, the Corps of Engineers has drugged this project on and turned it into a jobs program for study after study. We've studied hydrology, we've studied species, plants, everything you can imagine. And every time we get close to the end of the report where we have a feasibility study and just ready to get into design, they throw something else up. And there's more money spent, and there just never seems to be any resolution to this study. And I just want to say I'm just frustrated with the whole process. It's really government at its worst.
Can I comment?
Absolutely.
Yesterday in our office visits, I did leave out that we were talking about just this issue, Orestimba Creek. Our legislative director, David Jones, is very well versed, and the message was conveyed. Although, and we met with the Department of Water Resources director. He understands the frustration. And everyone believes the Army Corps is the they're the sticking point for sure.
They have turned this project into a jobs program for themselves with just no end in sight to this. It's $7.2 million already spent, and then over $3 million of that from Public Works Department.
All right, any other board reports? Okay, we'll move to Legislative Fiscal Management Report. Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Chairman. The state legislature is back in session and moving a number of bills, which is keeping most of the legislators, of course, occupied, but a number of them did make time for us yesterday for a very productive and efficient visit yesterday to Sacramento. They have started a second year of a two-year session. January 23rd, which was yesterday, was the last day to pass any bills introduced in 2011. February 24th of this year is the last day for any new bills to be introduced. Governor Jerry Brown did present his State of the State speech last week. He continues to put a lot of emphasis, and we heard a lot of that yesterday, on the November tax initiatives. At the federal level, the state and the House will both be in session this week as we await the details of President Obama's State of the Union address tonight. Transportation bills, we had a very productive meeting last week with our Chairman O'Brien, along with Congressman Denham, on local road and bridge projects, along with our Public Works Director, our legislative individual within our CEO's office, Mr. Jones, and myself. We briefed Congressman Denham on both roads and bridge in anticipation of a federal transportation bill. There was significant discussion with Congressman Denham on the importance of a bridge program, and we took him to our 7th Street Bridge Project, which is in partnership with the City of Modesto. We provided a number of briefing materials, including county's concerns in regards to the bridge program, and have also shared those with our federal legislative advocate. And those various materials have also gone to Senator Boxer's office, along with Senator Feinstein's office and Congressman Cardozo's office. That concludes the legislative report.
Very good, thank you. We have two announcements. Clerk?
The 2012 State of the County Address by Chairman O'Brien will be held on Tuesday, January 31st, 2012 at 9 a.m. here in the chambers at 1010 10th Street. And then also on the 31st will be a public reception for our new CEO, Executive Officer Monica Nino, and that will be from 4:30 p.m. at the Kurt Lindsay Center, which is at 1020 10th Street, right off of the 10th Street Plaza.
This meeting is adjourned.
Less than 25 minutes.